I would like to preface my remarks with Hakoras HaTov. Above all, thanks to the Ribon Kol Ha'olamim who gives me life. May we all always do His will b'shleimus and have the greatest good and happiness. Next, thanks to my wife, the greatest Eishes Chayil, who has always given me the time to learn, no matter what the sacrifices. Thanks to Rebbe, Rosh Hashiva, Hagoyim Rav Feinstein Shlita. Thanks also to my parents, Rebbeim, family, friends, and all those who have helped me throughout the years. To emphasize the importance of the Kiyus, I would begin by mentioning, as the Gemara Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph says, a Ma'aser Rav. Apparently, everyone knows the great Tzchus and Kiddush Hashem of Rav Shapiro Zatzal, who instituted the worldwide Daf Yomi in Shas. That is one of the biggest rayas that it's not something out of a person's reach. You see all Yidden doing this, from Baalei Batin to Gedolei Hador. As Rashi brings in Mishlei Perek Yudzayin Pasuk Chav Dalet from the Midrash Rabbah in Dvarim Perek Ches on the Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavcho hayom lo nifleis hi mincho v'lo rechoko hi. That a fool says, how can he accomplish such a task as completing Gantz Shas? But the smart one says, just as those before me did it, so can I. One might taina that if something wasn't done in the Doros before, it's not right. However, this isn't necessarily true. There are times when things which weren't done in earlier Doros are needed for later Doros. As an explicit Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayin Amar Aleph says, Makom henichu li avosai lehizgadir bo. Our forefathers left us opportunities to become greater, to give us also additional zchusim. If everything was taken care of by the Doros Rishonim, how could we also be zocher to greater things? In truth, Kol HaTorah Kula, Shebichsav Shebal Peh, was given to all Yidden. Moshe Rabbeinu was taught Kol HaTorah Kula by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in turn taught it all to all Yidden. Halevin and Dalid on the base. The only difference is, what a Moshe Rabbeinu can accomplish with it is not what I or any other Peshitika Yid can. But we're all still required to harava, work hard to learn it all. Tanakh, Shas, the Dalit Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. As the Pasuk in Iyov Perikei Pasuk Zion says, Ki Adam La'amol Yulod. See also Reb Tarfon in Perik Beis, Yehuda Ben Tema in Perikei, and Mishnah Dalit in Perik Vav of Pirkei Avos. Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas Ba'alosecha, Umi Yiten Kol HaMashem Nevi'im. When I mention this, I think of the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph, Kinas Soferim Tarbe Chochama. One may say this is the Derech Beinoni. The Derech Rasha is when it becomes Sinas Soferim. The Derech Tzadik, such as Moshe Rabbeinu's wish, is when it becomes Ahavas Soferim. That would be the greatest, if everyone would be on the highest Madrega, would accomplish their fullest potential of Tzadikim Gemurim. The lowliest of the people on the highest level with the greatest Gedolim. Now, I would like to stress the importance of halacha. One of the sources for this, which the Mishnah Berurah also brings in Siman Kuf Nun Hei, is the Gemara in Brachas Daf Ches Amud Aleph on the Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Pei Zayin. Ohev Hashem Sha'arei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. The Gemara dashens, Ohev Hashem Sha'arim HaMetzuyonim B'Halacha Mivatei Knesios U'Batei Midrashos. The places that study halacha are loved more by Hashem than the shuls and batei midrashos. Another Gemara in Nida Daf Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph, also brought by the aforementioned Mishnah Berurah, says, Tana de Be'er Yahu, Kol hashone halachos b'chol yom mubetach lo shehu benolam haba. Anyone who learns halachos every day is assured of meriting the world to come. Another source is halacha itself, also brought by the aforementioned Mishnah Berurah. In Shulchan Aruch Yordeya Hilchos Talmud Torah Simin Reish Mem Vav, the Shach and Taz bring the drisha that if someone only has a few hours a day to learn, he should concentrate on halacha. This is quite logical when you give it honest thought. What is the yikud? The Mishnah in Avos Perek Aleph tells us, Lo hamidyashika ela hamaaser. How are you going to know your ultimate goal in life, to do the complete ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't know halacha l'maaser? You could learn all the Gemara and still not know what to do if you don't learn halacha. There is, of course, the old dichotomy of Bekiyas V'Iyun, or Sinai V'Oke Horim. Now let's look again at the Gemara about this. In Brachos, Samach Dalet Amar Aleph, the Gemara says that Sinai is preferred because one always needs the sources, proofs. All the dialectics will be of no avail if he's proven wrong from Torah sources. Another Gemara in Shabbat Samach Gimel Amar Aleph says that Rav Kahana said that he finished all Shas at 18 and didn't know that Ein HaMikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto. The Gemara asks, "My Kamashmalam, what does he come to tell us?" And answers, "Kamashmalam, he comes to tell us the Ligmi Inish Vahadal Lizbir, that first one must get the ideas, knowledge of facts, and after that one delves into the Svaros and Taimon, not vice versa." This same counsel is given in Avodah Zarah Yotes Samar Aleph and Brachas Samach Gimel Amid Beis. We do find those that say the brisk derech is different. To begin with, it wouldn't make sense that he would advocate differently than the Gemara. But to dispel all doubts, let's look at what he himself said. In the Kuntres Tnu Kavod LaTorah, printed by Rav Shimon first, there is a maisa of a Rav that went to Reb Chaim the Brisker Rav about a shidduch for his son Reb Velbo. Reb Chaim praised his son by saying that he knows all Shas with Rashi. The Rav was astounded and said, "But I thought your derech wasn't so." Reb Chaim told him that anyone who says a pilpul before learning at least all Shas with Rashi says a pilpul shall hevel. So much so for the so-called brisker derech. This doesn't mean that one has to stop learning Be'in, but it should at least only take a minor role for the first time around. Just think of it. If you would learn 50 blad a year, it would take you about 50 years to learn Shas. And similarly with Shulchan Aruch. Look at the things which are done. Pesach comes around, they start from the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, cover a few simanim here and there, and again each year following they start again from the beginning, learning the same few simanim and never getting any further. In Avos Reb Nosson Perek Chavav, Rabbi Akiva says that one of the reasons Talmidei Chachamim Rachmanin Nislan die young is because ein maschilin b'makom sheposukim. They start something, switch in the middle, and start someplace else. They don't learn it all. They don't finish. How will you know, for instance, the hundreds of simanim in Shulchan Aruch Har Chaim without which you can't move if you don't learn it? The more ideas one gets, the more he will understand and will at least know there is a problem to ask his Rav. As Hagoyin Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal said at Agudas Yisroel's worldwide Siyum Hashas, that every yeshiva bachur should also learn Daf Yomi besides his regular yeshiva seder. And I'm sure he would certainly say the same with halacha, being the Shulchan Aruch man that he was. We also find in learning in general that at the expense of mamish translation of words and poshut pshat, a gemara is opened and out comes right away a stack of svarim. At the expense of pshat, they go into pilpul. This would also be the pshat in the Gemara we mentioned in Shabbos, Daf Samch Gimel Amar Aleph, the Ligmi Enish Vahod Al Izbir. First get pshat, then you can attempt pilpul. Don't go into deep water before knowing how to swim. Aleph comes before Beis. An interesting phenomenon that one finds is that the people seem to think that the only way to learn is pilpul, dialectics, which they really don't understand, and many times neither does the person who is saying it. Haver havolim. Never let others, chas v'sholem, steer you away from the right path. Don't be embarrassed to ask a so-called klutz kasha when you're striving for truth. Those who laugh at you don't know it either, but they don't want to be honest with themselves. As the Mishnah in Novus Perek Beis says, Lo Abayshon Lameid, and the Gemara Brachas Samech Gimel Amid Beis, Kol Amenavu Atzmo Al Divrei Torah, Sofo Lehisnasei, and the Gemara Baba Metzia, Pehei Amid Beis, Kol Hamakdin Atzmo Al Divrei Torah Ba'olam Azeh, Naase Godol Ba'olam Abo. He who withstands the sneers and is willing to make himself seem the so-called fool will in the end be the exalted one. As the last Mishnah in Perek Kei of Pirkei Avos says, L'fum tzar agra, the tzar is in proportion to the tzar. A good suggestion for a learning program would be a 7-year cycle for Tanakh and a 10-year cycle for Shas and Shulchan Aruch. The 10-year cycle was in fact advocated by Moreinu Hagoyin Rav Moshe Zatzal, as told to me by his son Hagoyin Rav Ruven Shulchan, so that Erev Shabbos and Shabbos could be used for Mor Chazorah and a blot a day for the other 5 days of the week. Neviim Uchsuvim would be 2 prokim a week, and of course, being Ma'aveh Sedger by Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum, as is Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Reish Pehei. One can, of course, tailor it to one's available time. However, the most important thing is to stick to it. If, for instance, one just has a couple of hours a day, let him just start with Halacha and follow through. Hashem will certainly help him to have Hatzlacha. As the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph says, Bol Yitoher Mitzayin also. Yihi Ratzon Lefnei Avinu Malkeinu, that we all always be Zoicha to accomplish our fullest potential in doing His complete Ratzon, V'dibur, V'maaseh, V'machshova, Tomid Me'ato V'yad Olam. People have asked me for more detail of the Seder HaLimud, so I'm adding this now. Kodesh are done on a weekly basis of 5 days a week, with Erev Shabbos and Shabbos devoted to Mor Chazorah. 2 Prokim of Nach are done every week by dividing the number of Pesukim in the 2 Prokim by 5 and doing that amount every day of the 5-day week. You start the day with Nach, it goes without saying, Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum also. Then you do one blot of Gemara with Rashi, and then one blot of Shulchan Aruch. For Shulchan Aruch, you do Mechaber and Ramah and Aruch HaShulchan, or at least Ba'er Heitev. Look up sources when needed. Rambam is done on Zroyin, Kodshim, and Taros, also one blot a day at Shulchan Aruch. The day is finished with 2 Mishnayos with Rav of the 26 Mesichtes without Gemara. One shouldn't make light of Nach, as Rashi brings in Parshas Kisisa at beginning of Sheni from Shmos Rabbah Perek Mem Aleph. One just needs Ameus. See also Rashi at beginning of Parshas Bechukosai from Sifro. And please don't let the Yetzer Hara tell you that if you can do the whole 10 years, don't do it. Just think, if you only do 6 months, you'd have learned all of Yoshua and Shoptim and began Shmuel. Also 120 blot of Gemara, which is all of Brachas and well into Shabbos. 120 blot of Shulchan Aruch and 240 Mishnayos. Hatzlacha Rabbah. The advantages of learning the Aruch HaShulchan are many. Besides giving you a beautiful presentation of Shulchan Aruch and Poskim, he presents it in a clear, logical manner, showing the sources from Psukim through Shas to latter-day Achronim. One also gets a great look at the workings of the mind of a Pesach Hador, which the Orach HaShulchan was, having also served as Av Beis Din of Mevarlik. In fact, he himself writes in his introduction to Choshen Mishpat that his goal was to make halacha accessible to all. Try learning several simanim, and I think you will fall in love with this wonderful work. Having already spoken about suggested learning programs, let us use the remaining time to learn the first daf of a suggested daf yomi on Orach HaShulchan, which was written on Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. Ksiv in Mishlei Perek Tezvav, Orach Chaim Lamala Lamaskin. The way of life is above the one who uses his seichel. Aman sur mishol mato, in order that he should turn away from the abyss below. Biuro nira, and its explanation would appear to be, kamalochim nivru b'sheni. The angels were created on the second day, kamavur b'midrash, as it's explained in the midrash, which is in Bereishis Rabbah Paragimel. V'chein mavur b'mizmar b'rechinashi. So also, it's explained in Tehillim Perakub Dalid. Amikarev amayim aliyosav v'gomer, who roofs his upper stories with water. Osem alachov ruchos, makes his angels spirits. V'havdolas amayim aliyosav b'shini, and as we know from Chumash, the separation of the waters were on the second day. V'abehemos nivru b'chamishi, this should be l'chayra shishi, as we know also from Chumash. And the animals were created on day six. And the angels, they serve the Creator, and they don't have any evil inclination, only a good inclination, Yitzhar Tov. And the animals, just the opposite, they have only an evil inclination, but they don't have any sense. So, the angels, they don't get any reward for their service since they don't have any evil inclination. And animals, it is not shaykh that they should get any punishment since they don't have any sense. Consider them like robots, programmed to do what they must. And thus, on the sixth day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, and he created him from the two extremes. He put in him the soul which enlightens man to know the Creator, blessed be he, like an angel, the Yetzer Tov, Kamosha Kosuv, as it is written in Mishlei Perek Chof, Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the Ner of Hashem is the soul of man, V'yotzar also, Beguf, Shu Choyim Rav Kebema, he also formed in him the body, which is thick clay like an animal, the Yetzer Hara, Lechol v'dishtos v'lishon, to eat and to drink and to sleep. V'lozeh yisaru milchamos gedolos v'adam kol yimei chayov. And for this, it is stirred in man great battles all the days of his life. Shar nefesh ha-behemi misiso l'tavos olam hazeh. Because the animalistic nefesh entices him for the desires of this world. Kabeima, like an animal. And the pure soul fights against it. And shows him that he is not created for this. But to serve the Creator.
like an angel. And also the physical things which he has to do, like eating and drinking and sleeping, the intention should be to use all these things in order to serve his creator. Like he explains also in Simen and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Lamed Aleph. And on this it says in Tehillim Perek Tes Zayin, I place Hashem before me always, meaning always, no matter what I do, the kavana is l'shem Hashem, to do his ratzon. And after the death of a man, they show him that all his deeds are written in the book, and the man's hand signs it. And if he went in the way of the Torah and the mitzvahs, no chel gan eden, he inherits gan eden, shu tanu b'ruti guvu, which is delight without boundary, b'ruti hemshech zman, and without any time limitation. And on them it says in the pasuk Tehillim Perek Lamed Vav, Yir b'yum mideshem be'secha, they will be sated from the abundance of your house, the nachal adonechos ashkim, and the river of your delights you will give them to drink from, kim cha mekor chayim, because with you is the source of life, ba'orecha nire or, in your light we will see light, v'yim chas v'shalom lehepech, and if chas v'shalom the opposite, he lets his yetzahara win, yoreish gehenim, inherits Gehenim. Shekol Yisrael Amazeh Kayin Negdo. That all the troubles of Olam Hazeh is like nothing compared to the Seres of Gehenim, which we find just the opposite by Olam Haba, as Rabbi Yaakov says in Perek Dalet Pirkei Avos. Yofe Shal Achas Shal Kor Asurach Ba'olam Haba Mikol Chayei Olam Hazeh. And on these, the Yisurin of Gehenim, it says at the end of Yishayah, and they will go out and see the carcasses of those people who rebelled against me, that their worm shall not die, meaning the worms eating in the kever, and their fire shall not be extinguished, meaning the fires of Gehenim, and they will be ashamed for all flesh. And we find also, there are seven names for Gehenim, and these are them, Sheol, the abyss, Ba'adom, and Los, Be'er Shachas, and the well of destruction, Be'er, this should be, as we see in the Gemara there, Ubar, Shom, and the pit of Tumut, and the filthy mire, the tzalmavas, and the shadow of death, veritatachtis, and the nether world, land. Hedavin, yutet, samaravis. V'chayam is patabi yitzo, and anyone who is seduced by his evil inclination, of Hashem, falls there. V'chayim nikra gam tafte. Therefore, Gehenim is also called tafte. Kedichsev, as it is written, Yeshayah Perek Lamed, Ki Aruch Meosmu Tafte Shom. Also, the Gemara Eirid in there. Sif Gimel, V'zehu Shama Shlomo. And that is what Shlomo HaMelech said in the pasuk that he brought in Sif Aleph. Horach Chaim L'malo L'maskir. The way of life is above the one who uses the Seichel, the man sur mishol mata, in order to turn away from the abyss below. Kloma, atoha adam, so to say, you, the man hamaskil, that uses the seicha, acharei sheyesh lecha shnei drachim, since you have before you two ways. O lo teisayin belev lamala, elabore yizbarach, v'hiderech hachayim, either to lift the eye and heart above to the Creator, blessed be He, which is the way of life, to listen to the Yetzer Tov. Oh, the habit, the matter, altavos, habihemios, or to look below, to the animalistic desires, the Yetzer Hara. Lachain, therefore, atzavos, secho, shorach, hachaim, shorach, tiyah, rak, lamala. Therefore, I command you, the way of life for you should be only above. Laman, sur, mishol, mata. Koloma, imtabit, lamata. If you look below, tipo, vishol, shihi, amadrega, or ishona, shalagayana, you will fall in the abyss, which is the first Madreig of Gehenna, as we know from the Midrash, the seven compartments of Gehenna, this being the first. Misham tipo od mata mata. And from there you will fall lower and lower. Sif Dalit. V'chol bar das yesh lo lehoven. And anyone who has seichel should know, understand, kamo shim nira melech basav adam. Just as if we would see a king of flesh and blood, Bona Binyan Yoka, building a precious building, Amurkav Mishnei Afochim, combined from two opposites. Shabana Besocha Avon Yikaros, he built in it precious stones, such as Shoam, Anax V'Yoshevei, and Jasper. V'chol Avon Yikara, and all precious stones. The Gami Titvafa, and also Maya and Earth. Hayal al Adas Shetachtes Kavanas Hamelech Ulashim Titvafa. Would it enter one's mind that the intention of the king would be for the Maya and Earth? Bavadai Atachtes Shalabinin Hima Avon Mayikaros. Certainly, the purpose of the building was for the precious stones. And the mire and earth were only for the fortification of the building. So also the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabara Sa'adam Urkev Minishamat Ora, that created man combined from the pure soul, Shehi Chilek El Otami Ma, which is a Chilek from Hashem above, Bisa Shuv El Elokim, and will return to Hashem Acharei Moso after his death, Vegami Gufav, and also created him with that thick body, Shehu Titvafa. Hayel Al Adash Al Tachlis Wa Titvafa. Would it enter one's mind that the purpose is the Maya and earth? B'chol asover kein and eino elo kisiel u'mishuga. Anyone who would think so would be a fool and crazy. Yezehu shama Akavya by Mahalalel. And that's what Akavya, the son of Mahalalel, says in Pirkei Avos Perek Gimel. Histakel b'gimel dvarim. Look at three things v'inata bo lidei aveda. And you will not come to sin. Dami ayin bosa, know from where you come, lo anata holech, and to where you are going, v'chulu. Kloma, anishama hi chelek elokam imao. The soul is a chelek of Hashem above, the source of Nkoro, and will return to its source, v'lehepech, and the opposite, aguf, may ayin bosa, from where does it come? Mitipis rucha, from a putrid drop, lo anata holech, and to where are you going? The makam mafarim of Asoleya, to a place of earth, worms and maggots. Bazeh abirur, and with this is the explanation, sha'atachlis wa nefesh alukim, that the goal of man is the soul of Hashem, the Yetzer Tov to listen to. V'lachin kodim kol tzarech adam adas yisodei torasinu akdosh v'atora. And therefore, before all, man must know the foundations of our holy and pure Torah in order to know the Ratzon of Hashem, to fulfill his goal in life, to listen to the Yetzer Tov, not to the Yetzer Hara.
Sipei, Yisoda Torah, Ba'amud HaAvoda, the foundation of the Torah and the pillar of the service. Leida Shiesh Elokim Echad Yochid U'Miyuchad, to know that there is one unified God, V'hu Bara Kol Olamos, and He created all the worlds. V'hu Mashgiach Aleihem, and He supervises over them. V'chol Eisu V'chol Rega, at all times and at all moments. V'ilmala Yitzur Chatz V'Sholom Sila Kashkachotso Af Rega. And if Chatz V'Sholom, His supervision would be removed even for one moment, Hayukala Olamos Chosim L'Tzau V'Vahu, all the worlds would return to their pre-creation state. V'zehu Shenema, and that's what it says in Chumash. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'nehema, and it also says in Chumash, Yodata Yom V'gomer, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim B'Shamayim Mimahu V'Loretz Mitachaseinu. That Hashem is God in the heavens above and the earth below. Eino, there is none beside. Koloma, She'in shun kar zulasu yizbach, there is no power besides Him. V'hu ha-mahave kol ha-olamos, and He brings into being all the worlds. V'hu ha-machayev. And He gives life to all the worlds. And He establishes them. And at the giving of the Torah, we saw this explicitly, as it says, as it is written. And in Chumash it says, you were shown to know that Hashem, He is God, there is none beside Him. Kloma. Ki Hashem shebara kol olamos hu hamashgiach l'man hagaleim l'ad ulolamim. That Hashem, who created all the world, He supervises and guides over them forever. Elokim, and the shame of Elokim, biuro, its explanation is hashgacha v'hanhaga, supervision and guiding. Ve'im shum koach gadol okotim zulasa yizbarak. And there is no great or small power besides Him. Sidvav. Esalokim hazeh anachnu michyobim l'ahava, ahava gemura b'chaluta. Hashem, we are required to love Him with a complete and absolute love. Ad shekol ha'avos kamo ha'avas atzmo, ha'avas ishto, ha'avas bonavu v'nosa, ha'avas amono, niyu b'teilim neged ha'avos yizbarach. Until all love, whether it be the love of himself, of his wife, of his children, of his money, they should be null and void when it comes to the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'heim ha'kalom ha'avash, they should be like nothing. V'zeru shama ha'kotu, and that's what the pasuk in the Chumash, which is written, V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha. And this Lashon me'odecha comes from the Lashon me'od. It is a language of very much Koloma. Kol ha'chaviv alecha me'od me'od tevatel neger ha'avos ha'izbarach. Anything which is loved by you very, very much, you should make null and void when it comes to the love of Hashem, as also the Ramban explains in Chumash. U'v'chol levavecha dorshu Chazal, and in Brachos Nundar Amar Aleph, Chazal expound on this and learn levavecha b'shnei yitzrecha, your two inclinations, v'yitzra tov v'yitzra hara, kaloma. Shalom Toma Shayitzahara Kevin Shemesis of Sukhalavara or Tono Izbarach and Kane Ichbaro. You should not say that since the evil inclination entices you to transgress the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if so, how could it have been created? Because the truth is that also the intention of the Yitzhara is that you should not want to listen to it. But so did the Creator decree upon it, that it should entice you to transgress His will, in order that with your choice you should serve Hashem below kumuchach, and not as one who is forced to. Shezehu iketachlis b'riyas Adam, because this is the goal of the creation of man. Ubekoach zeh gadol mimalach, kmo shekasavti b'sefarot. And with this power, he is greater than the malach, as I already wrote in the first sif. V'chein mevor b'zoach. So we see again that this Yetzirah is, so to speak, like a robot. But he actually also would want you not to listen to him. You find a similar thing in Bereishis Rabba, Perek Tes, that Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk in Etov Ma'od, Zehu Yetzirah, which we can also learn similarly with this pshat. And also the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Maisa with the Red Lady and the Eight Sahara there, on Tez Zayin Amar Aleph. Sif Zayin, the Sifri Darshu, and Sifri, they expound, Remeya Omer, Remeya says, Harayu Omer, Vahafir Sashem Latecha, Bechol Vavacha. He says in Chumash, and you shall love Hashem your God with all your heart, Ahaveu Bechol Vavacha. Avraham Avinu, Shneema, as it says in Yeshaya Perek Mem Aleph, Avraham O Avi, V'yomer, and it says in Nechemiah Perek Tes, Matzosa Esavavav Ne'eman L'panecha, and you found his heart faithful before you. V'chol Nafshecha, and with all your life, Ki Yitzchak, She'okad Atzma Al Gabi Mizbeach, like Yitzchak, was bound on the altar. V'chol Ma'odecha, and with all your ma'od, here, a darshan, not as in the sif before, which was the lashon of very much, but here the darshan from the lashon mode, to admit, even mode lo ki akol, ki nishnema, katonti mikol achasodin v'gome, v'yodam rusham, v'ahavte v'gome, ahavei v'akolam brios, make him loved by all people. Avram Avicha, in Shneema, just like Avram, as it says in Chumash, V'sanefesh asher asu v'choron, Koloma, K'mosh Avram, in Esha Yo'avo, B'leiv v'nefesh, Koret b'nei Adam l'ham, in Berukuso, just like Avram, who loved him with all his heart and soul, called others to believe in Hashem, King Ka'aseh, so you shall also do, V'haveu al Avrios, to make him loved by all people. L'korban avadas yisbach, and to bring them all near to the service. Od garsinan b'sifri, l'fishal ne'ena v'ahavta, since it says v'ahavta, in yodea kezar orvinosa, I don't know how to love him. Talmud loma, therefore, the next pasuk tells us, v'hoyu agvorim o'eile ashanochi mitzavcha ayom alavavecha, that through the Torah, that's how you will learn how to love me. Shemitoch kach atomakeres mishama v'ayolom. Through this, you will recognize Hashem. Kloma she'im ha'hizbonimus b'torah tisyashe v'ahava b'leiv b'hechrach. That through the understanding of the Torah, of necessity, the love will be firmly established in one's heart from the chinuch. Sitches. So we are also commanded to fear him. As it says in Chumash, you shall fear Hashem your God. Is there Loshen Rambam b'Sefer Mitzvah Dalet? Shetzivanu l'ham in yiraso yisaleh v'livchad mimenu. We are commanded to make firm his fear and to be in dread of him. and not to be like heretics who go after the desires of their heart, to be carried and haphazardly. But we shall fear the fear of his punishment at all times. And that's pshat in that pasuk. Chad kan hashama. Ubechiburo agadol eish pered beis and his yad hachazaka. Yisodei haTorah, the beginning of the second perek of the foundations of the Torah, Kasav, he writes, Ve'echi derech la'avaso yiraso, and how is the way of his love and his fear? B'shoshi is bonin ha'odem b'maso v'ruwa b'niflo'am ha'gedolim. When a man understands his great and wondrous works and creations, v'yiramihen, and he sees from them his wisdom, Shaino Erech locates, it doesn't have any valuation or end. Immediately he loves and praises and glorifies and desires with a great desire to know Hashem. Just like David said in Tehillim, Perek Membeis, Nafshi Lelukim Lekel Choy. My soul thirsts for Hashem, the living God. And when he thinks about these things, immediately he shudders backwards, so to speak. And he will fear and be in dread. And he will know that he is a small, low, dark creature. Standing with a light and minuscule knowledge of Netamim Beis before Hashem, who is complete in knowledge, with an infinite knowledge. Kamo Shama David, just like David HaMelech also said in Tehillim Perek Ches, Ki Ere Shomech Maase Etzpo Osecha, when I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, Mo'en Oshkisus Kerenu, what is man that you remember him? Ad Kan Nishonu. And now to answer the seeming contradiction between the two yeros. But Sefer Mitzvot Bia Yerab Shuta. In the Sefer Mitzvot, the Rambam explains plain fear, She Yeras Onesh, which is the fear of punishment. Rubakan, and in the other Chazaka, he Bia Yeras Aronimus. He explains the fear of exaltedness, the exalted status of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al zeh shenina b'sifri, and that's what we learned in the Sifri, Yein l'cha ahava b'makam yira v'yira b'makam ahava. We don't find the two together, ela b'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only by the trait of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'vad, ayin shem. Kloma, v'yira v'ahava im shnei afochem. Yira and ahava are two opposites. Ela v'yira saromimus shapi yicholim shnei emlios. But by the fear of exaltedness, it is well that they both can be together. Through the exalted status of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we realize that, we come to fear Him. Va'ohavo, and love Him b'chol lev v'chol nefesh, with all our heart and soul. Siftes. And we are commanded to go in his good and upright ways. Shenemar, as it says in Chumash, Velachti B'drachav. The Nehemar also says, the Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Te'elechu. The Nehemar, Velechis B'chol B'drachav. And it also says in Chumash, and you shall go, to go in all his ways. Mahu Chanun, just as he is gracious, Avatar Chanun. Mahu Rachun, just as he is merciful, apatorachim, so shall you be. Sote, daf yudal ramarai. Ulez damos bekula osa batovim, ubimidosa vayesharem kifi yichol osenim. And to be similar to his good deeds and his upright traits, as our capabilities. Mitzvah sasei, vahi dobek lachachamim utamideyim, and it is a positive command to cleave to the wise men and their students,
Kedei Lilmod Matzein, in order to learn from the rays, Shenema Uvosu Bakum, like the Pasuk says in Chumash, and in him you shall cleave. V'chiyev shalo la'odam nidavek b'shchina, and as the Gemara asks, is it possible for one to cleave to the Shechina? V'arei eish ochlohu. It is a consuming fire. Ela hidavek b'chachamim tamidim. But cleave to the tamid chachamim. K'subis k'fir alef amralef. V'hevei nisabek b'afar agleihim v'shose b'tzonez t'breihim. And, so to speak, be in the dust of their feet and drink with thirsty words, as the first parak in Pirkei Avos says. B'ne'emar, and it says in Mishlei Parak Yud Gimel, Holeches Chachamim Yechkom, he who walks with wise men will be wise. B'ne'emar, and it also says in the first parak of Tehillim, Ashrei Lo Yish Asher Olach Ba'atzatz V'Shoyim V'Gomer, please be the man that goes not in the counsel of the wicked. Sif Yud, Kosavat Mag Be'etzim Mitzvah Yud Zayim, Mitzvah Saseh L'Tzadik Etzadim. Smag light, that is a positive command to make righteous the judgment, so to speak. Al Kol HaMa'orah, on every happening. Shenemar, as it says in the Chumash, Yodatem Levevecha, and you shall know that just as a man chastises his son, so Hashem chastises you. Ad kam Hashem. Ba'anachnu b'nei Yisrael yipeaz man b'lo manucha, and we, the children of Israel, weary of time without rest, zekol v'shnei alafim shana, close to 2,000 years, chayobu manu v'da'ash ezo akolot v'asenu. We are required to know that this is all for our own good. Zachi Chosam. Kamo Shama Anabi Zechariah Perik Yud Gimel. Just as Zechariah Anabi says, Mutzlaf Dem Kitzof Es HaKesef, and I will refine them like silver is refined. Mubechantem, and I will test them, Kivchon Es HaZav, like gold is tested. Hu Yikro B'Shmi V'Ani Yeheneh Oso. He will call my name and I will answer him. Amarti Amihu Buhu Yomah Hashem Elokai. I said, he's my people, and he says, Hashem my God. Ubiura Kosov, and the explanation of the Pasuk, Lahamin Ben Unishlema, to believe with a complete faith, Shakol Tzoroseinu B'chol Tumeinu, that all our troubles and all our wanderings, Einu Al Derech Hanikima Chas V'Shalom, is not by way of vengeance, but in order to refine us, the no came, because if it was not so, there would not be any remainder from Bnei Yisrael from all these many years. There is no sign of wonder bigger than this from our existence in this length of time. The Ainza element is Barakalaino, because it is only because his supervision is over us. Lo Sarvala Yasur, it has not been taken away, nor will it ever be taken away. Af Vega, not even for a moment. Ka'av Hamashgeach Albano Yechido, like a father who supervises his only son, Umayasur Tobaso, and chastises him for his own good. And the proof for this, Sharei b'chol man agolus v'yikra b'shmi v'ani ene osar. All through exile, he has called me and I answer him. Kloma, kishonu mispalu n'migla v'izbarach one osanu b'chol eis tzara b'tzuka. That when we pray to Hashem, he answers us at all distress and trouble. Amati Amihu, I say he is my people, we Yomar Abagome. Kloma, Sharei Yonu Royim, we see Shebechol Zman Orech Hazeh, Am Bnei Yisrael Holchim B'derech HaTorah V'Mitzvah. Bnei Yisrael go in the way of the Torah and the Mitzvah, Ru Yizbarach Kora Osanu Ani, he calls us my people, Bani, Manachnu Korim Oso, Elkei Yisrael. Sifir Aleph, Yisod Eadas Lamin Shoturosinu Agdosha, Kashay Nisunu Lonim Yisunayit Moshe Rabbeinu, is from the foundations of the faith to believe that our holy Torah, just as it was given to us from Sinai through Moshe Rabbeinu, Michzornos Echad Ipsula, and with one missing letter it is disqualified. Bein Hefresh Bekdushasa, Bein Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Pasuk Simna Yisaf Legish, and there is no difference in its holiness between one Pasuk and the next. And just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal, so is the Torah. Kamo Shan Roman Ben Misvi Atziv, Hu Kayam Ushmo Kayam Lechulu, Hu Devarav Chayim Mekayamim Ne'amonim Nechmadim La'adu L'Olamei Olamim Lechulu. V'lachein and therefore Malachi, Shehoya Navi Ha'acharon, who was the last Navi, Amar said in Malachi Perigimel, Zichru Toras Moshe Abdi V'gomen. Sif Yud Beis, Miyasodi Adas Amin B'Torah Shabbat Perek Moshe Ne'ama, and is also from the foundations of the faith to believe in the oral Torah, as it says in Chumash, Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yeruch HaVegomer, V'lo Karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris Yisrael B'Shvil HaTorah Resh HaVal Peh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a treaty with Israel only because of the oral Torah, Shenema Ki Al Pi HaDvorim Eile Karati Etcha Bris Yisrael, in Gittin Samech HaMadeis, V'HaTorah Shaval Peh Nusen Nisra Chaim B'Torah Shavaksav, and the oral Torah gives Ruach Chaim, in the written Torah. Shein ba'af mitzvah achas mubareis kilchasa, ba'atorah shabbat peh mevara. There's not one mitzvah completely explained in the written Torah, and the oral Torah explains it. V'zeu ha'mishne v'agamore, shabbam nizbaru kol prati ha'mitzvahs. They explain all the details of the mitzvahs. V'chal mishin amod b'torah shabbat peh ngolchilat b'lokei Yisrael. And anyone who doesn't admit in the oral Torah doesn't have a share in Hashem. Sif Yud Gimel. Miyasodi Adas, and it is also from the foundations of the faith, Lahamin B'Shar Olam Abba Bonish Genim, to believe in Olam Abba and Genim, Ubriyas Mashiach B'Tchiyas HaMeisim. V'chein Miyasodi Adas, and it is also from the foundations of the faith, L'Asos Kol HaMitzvus, to do all the mitzvahs, Lom Mepnesha Atzeichu Mechayiv Kein, not because logic requires one to do so, Kogom B'Mitzvus Shvein, Adam Mechaveiro, like in mitzvahs between man and his fellow man. Elimnesha Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzivas and Lassus came, but because the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us. V'lacheinem abdibus v'achronis b'shabbos v'kivirav, k'asher tzivcho Hashem Elokecha. Therefore it says in the second Dibros, that Lashon, Mishum v'zeh muskim b'cholom v'lashon shodam z'achon v'ach yomecha b'shavua, k'dei l'chazek v'chosa. Because that is agreed by all people, that man should rest one day during the week. V'chein ha'askam b'cholom v'lashon l'chavir horov. So it also agreed by all nations to honor one's parents. Not because one's logic requires one to do so, or else he can make his own Torah. But by the first Dibros, he didn't need this warning before the Chet Ha'egel. V'fisha yukulim b'madregas malachim. They were all on the madriga of angels. K'v'chsev, like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Pei Beis, Ani amarti Elohim atem uvnei el yom kulchem. Yesh od yisod yadas, v'arambam kolion b'yud gimel yikorim. There are also other foundations of the faith, which we know by the 13 Ani Mamins, v'nit v'sub sidurim, and they are printed in the Sidurim, v'yidurim l'chol, and they are known by all. Omnum, but the truth is, ha'emes ki chol mitzvah mitayt mitzvah siyikim mikir adas. Every mitzvah is a foundation of the faith. V'chol os mi'atorah hiyikim mikir adas. And every letter of the Torah is a foundation of the faith. V'raya, and the proof is, shabi chisaron os echad hipsula. Like we said in Sefer Aleph, single letter, the Torah is disqualified. V'chein b'Torah shabbat peh, and also the same by the oral Torah. Hamamayin l'chabel davar echad humin. Anyone who refuses to accept even one thing is a heretic. K'moshe kosa v'arambam reish peregimun imamrim v'zelashonno. Mishen amode b'Torah shabbat peh, harei ze b'chal aminem ayin shan. He who doesn't believe, admit in the oral Torah, is from the non-believers. V'yein chilek bein k'shein amode b'kulo v'yein amode b'n k'sasa. K'mo b'torah shabaksav. And there's no difference whether part or whole, just like in the written Torah. V'yein ha'ach v'zeh. one doesn't have to go into length about this. Because this is well known to those who learn our holy Torah.
Sif Yudalit, Vizel Lashon Hara, the Sefer Achinuch. This is the Lashon of the Sefer Achinuch. Shisha mitzvahs chiyuvan tmidi. There are six mitzvahs which are incumbent upon a person always. Lo yifseku afilu rega achas kol yimei chaye adam. They do not stop even one moment all the days of the life of a person. V'chol rega sheyachshav behen kayim mitzvahs asay. And every moment that he thinks about them, he fulfills a mitzvah. I say mitzvah because the chored should be mitzvah, not mitzvahs asay here, as we shall see, because two of them are mitzvahs osasa. Veilohein, and these are them. Vachas, the first. Vahamin sheish eloa achod ba'olam shabora esabri agdol azos. To believe that there is one God in the world that created this gigantic creation. Vehu haya, vehu aveh, vehu yiyeh lo'olmei ad. And he who created this whole universe, he was, he is, and he will be forever. And he took us out of Egypt and gave us the Torah. And this is included in the pasuk of the Aseret HaDibros. And the second, to believe that there is no God beside him. You shall not have any other gods before me, of the Aseret HaDibros. Kloma, Shekoach Zulosi Ayin. That is to say that there is no other power except for me. Bashlishis, and the third, the Yachado, to declare his unification, Kamo Shenema Hashem Echad, as it is said, Hashem is one, in Kriyashma. And one can say the difference between this and the former one is, the former says that there is no other God. But even if one believes there is no other God, one can chas v'shalom think that he has separate entities, this one God, which of course is not true, because all the powers, all the midos of Hashem are one of one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No divisibility. V'harviyas la'avo, and the fourth, to love him, k'mosha kosu v'ahavta v'gomer, as it says in Kriya Shema also, and you shall love Hashem. V'achamishas lira mimenu, and the fifth, to fear him, k'mosha kosu v'sashem alakech atira, you shall fear your Hashem. V'ashishas shalola sur achar halei v'achar v'inayim, and the sixth, not to stray after the heart and the eyes. Kedeksiv, as it's written, Elo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei neichem v'gomer, and also in Kriyishma, v'acharei levavchem zuminus. And what is meant by acharei levavchem? That is heresy. V'acharei neichem zuzmus. That is immorality. So perakam de brachos, ad kan l'shem of the Sefer Achinuch. Bakavana, and the intention is lebli la'alos aladas machshavas minus, not to bring up on one's mind the thought of the heresy. V'mayatzmo yala alalevi yasichena midaito v'yitzchazek b'torah v'yeres Hashem. And if by itself it happens to enter his heart, he should divert it from his mind and strengthen himself in Torah and the fear of Hashem. And keep his eyes far from matters of immorality. And if perchance it enters his sight, he should also divert his mind from this
and strengthen himself in Torah and Yira. Sift Hezvav, Tanan Ba'avos, we learn in Perkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ha'olam Hazeh Dom Lefroz Debuch Me'olam Abba. This world is compared to an anteroom before the world to come. Therefore, Haskein Atzmecha Befroz Da Kadesh Tikonis Ektraklin. Therefore, prepare yourself in this world, which is the anteroom, in order that you should be able to enter the banquet hall. V'zehu Ikka Godol B'chayi Yerisha Yisraeli. And this is a main component of the life of a Jew. Leidah Sholom Azeh Hu Olam HaMaaseh. To know that this world is a world of doing. Olam Abba Hu Olam HaGmul. And the world to come is a world of reward. Olam Azeh Hu Ashar Likonis Bo Olam Abba. And this world is the gate to enter the world to come. V'lachin Yizor Levni La'abed Azman B'chinam. And therefore you should be careful not to destroy the time for nothing. Ki hazman hu yokar mikol ha'nitzaros, because time is precious more than anything found. V'hayom shava lo yachzor od, and the day which passes cannot come again. V'dayo shahachrachios, no tel chele godol me'azman, and it is enough for him that which he has to do takes a great part of the time. For instance, eating, drinking, calls of nature. V'imei chayi adam katzorim, and the days of the life of a man are short. U'bagia ha'adam l'imei al-zikna ro'esh ha'kol hovel, and when a person comes to the days of old age, he sees that everything is futile. Lozeh omar Shlomo, and about this Shlomo says, Zichor es borecha b'imei b'chiro secha, and remember you are created in the days of your youth, ala shalo yavo yimei ara, before the days of evil come. B'giyu shonim asher tamah hayni v'hem chefetz, and the years will be reached that you will say, I do not have any desire in them. Kohelis perek yudbeis. V'imei ara hayim yimei azikna. And what are the days of evil? The days of old age. When you will say you do not have any desire in them, meaning in all the matters of this world, the futile matters, which are not Torah. And then by yourself you will recognize the truth. But your strengths will be weak. Therefore, remember you are created in the days of your youth, when you have the strength. And give over your life for the sanctification of Hashem. Of Kiddush Hashem.